have it. No tape. Oh, good. It's on?
It's
on. Okay. So I can joke.
You can only joke.
Yeah, you never know. Okay. All right. So Parshas Bahar begins with many details of Shemitah in Yovel. And there's a stunning question that Tosfos raises. I'm not sure we're going to get there, but it's in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, where Tosfos is bothered that even though we may not have all the requirements for Shemitah Midaraisa, but we have Shemitah Darabanan. Why not assume the same thing is true when it comes to Yovel? So good, the Torah tells us, Miikra Adin Daraisa, you require the Koyoshvel Leha. So at least have a Zecher Yovel, as we do when it comes to Shemitah. And that certainly is not the case. What exactly does it mean that that's not the case? When you look in the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, the Gemara quotes a very fundamental machlokas Tanaim, that the cycles of years in the Torah, is it a 49-year cycle or is it a 50-year cycle? Year 49 is Shemitah. Year 50, Yovel. What is the next year? What is the next year? The year after Yovel. Is that one? Or do we argue that no, that there's a 7-year cycle, and therefore that 49, 50, and you know what, the next year is going to be the second year of the Shemitah cycle, not necessarily the first year of the Shemitah cycle. So the Gemara is clear that, you know what, we assume the Shita Sachachamim, and that is a 50-year cycle, 49, 51, 49, 51. Okay. The critical issue, this is the huge machlokas, the Rambam Perek Yud, Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. What about Bizman Hazeh? We don't have the requirements of Yovel. So I understand we don't have Nihugei Yovel. But what does our calendar look like? Do we have the year of Yovel in our calendar? In other words, do we assume it's true? We don't have Shichur Avadim, and we don't have an Isra of Avodah Sakarka. That certainly is true. But the calendar is 49, 51. Or do I argue that if you don't have the details of Yovel, you don't have Yovel? And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, we have a 49-year cycle. So the Rambam quotes the Sheet of the Gaonim, that the cycle is a 49-year cycle. In other words, a Chiddush, that when it comes to Yovel, we require V'kidashtim, Shnas HaChamishim Shana, you require Kiddush Bezdin. And if you don't have the Kiddush Bezdin, it doesn't just simply mean that we don't have the details of Yovel. We don't have Yovel. And therefore, it's a 49-year cycle. And the Rambam maintains that's not true, that even Bizman Hazeh, we have a 50-year cycle, 49, 51. That's a huge machlokas. That means, realize, that it's not only that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabanan. One could argue Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is a Suffolk Drabanan. It's a Suffolk Drabanan, because this machlokas, the Rambam Maglonim, is huge, because it throws everything off. You know what? If you have a 49-year cycle, it's 49-1. If you have a 50-year cycle, it's 49-51. That means, is this your Shemitah? Maybe yes, maybe no. No, it's not just Shemitah's Drabanan. Shemitah's a Suffolk Drabanan. That's like the great Chiddush of the Beis Halevi, that what are you going to say? Every year is a Suffolk Shemitah, and therefore don't observe Shemitah? That's like Pesach and Daf Kuf Ches. We have a Suffolk regarding his Seba of the Dalet Kosos. So the Gemara doesn't say that it's only a Suffolk Drabanan, which coast, therefore don't do his Seba. The Gemara says the opposite. Ho vitmar hachi, itmar hachi, idi vidi by a seba. We do a seba for all the Dalet Kosos because there's a suffix as to which goes. Like, it's a fascinating diyun. That do you apply a principle of a suffix drabanan, such an instance, and do you say, you know, we'll pick a shita, or does me have to accommodate for all the shitas, idi vidi by a seba? That's the diyun of the Ran. And that's sugya, imsachim alav kulchesim alav, why don't you assume the principle of sveika drabanan the kula and not do a seba? At all, the Ran has two terutzim, and that daf kuvches. The first terutz, the Ran is enochinami. His save and dal kosos is only a chumra balma l'rav chedemilsa. Why not? But meikar hadin, safek drabanan is l'kula. And the second day of the Ran is islamdus. What are you going to say, safek l'kula? Don't do the first two because maybe it's the second two. Don't do the second two because maybe it's the first two. Don't do a save at all. That certainly is wrong. So when you're in a situation where You can't just arbitrarily say, I'll pick this or I'll pick that. And you can't negate it entirely, because that certainly is against the mitzvah of Haseba. You have no choice but to assume edividi by Haseba in all cases. Like, it's a surprising Chiddush. So the Beis Halevi discusses this when it comes to Shemitah, that Shemitah is the Rabbanan, but this machlok is the Ram and the Gonim is huge, and therefore this year is not really Shemitah the Rabbanan. This year is Suffolk Shemitah the Rabbanan. No? That's an important Tara. That's an amazing Rambam also, because the Rambam quotes the Gaonim 49, and the Rambam writes, my opinion is 4951, but the Rambam writes, I defer to the Gaonim. The Torah of the Gaonim is the Torah of Moshe, I defer to the Gaonim. And the Ravid is Masig. No, you have to follow the Rambam. It's an unusual saga, no? The Ravid says, I'm Mochel. The Ravid says, you can't be Mochel. Right? The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam to defend the Rambam. No, it's an interesting, Rosloveitcher could often reference that Rambam. No, that's like the only place in Yad HaChazaka that you have such a thing where the Rambam says no and the Ravid says no. You have to follow the Shitas of Rambam. So realize, we don't have Yovel, and not having Yovel, according to the Rambam, means you don't have Nihuge Yovel, but according to the Gona means you don't even have a year of Yovel, because Yovel requires a Kiddush Bezdin. When you look in the first piece of the Meshech Chachma, a beautiful piece, where the Meshech Chachma points out, we've discussed many times, no? Beit Zedaf Yud Zayin, you have a model of Shabbos, and you have a model of Yontif. The model of Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadosh Shabbos. And the model of Yontif is Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So the Meshech Chachma has realized the parallel is Shemit and Yovel. The parallel is Shemit and Yovel. That Shemitah, the pasuk calls Shabbos Lashem. What does Shabbos Lashem mean? It's similar to Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates the Shemitah year. That's called like Afkavta Demalka, meaning that, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when Shviyas occurs, this is what happens. When it comes to Yovel, it's very different, no? When it comes to Yovel, the Torah says V'kidashtem. We have to be Mekadosh the Yovel. That's similar to Yantiv, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'hazmanim. That's the parallel. And guess what? When it comes to Yantiv, HaChodesh is Olachem, no? Oh, when it comes to Yovel, the beginning of Parshas Bar, no? Kodesh Tiyeh, Lochem. Yovel is yours in the sense that you have to go ahead and trigger the Yovel. It's not something that occurs automatically. And that's the distinction between Shemitah as opposed to Yovel. That Shemitah has a Kedusha similar to Shabbos, and the Torah calls it Shabbos Lashem. And when it comes to Yovel, it's called Lachem, meaning that it's up to you to go ahead and to be the Mekadesh. The Meshech Chachma goes a step further and says, you know what? What do you see in the Dine Yovel? Shichur Avadim. Shichur Avadim. Oh, Shichur Avadim is a parallel to Yantif, no? Every Yantif is a Zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim that represents our Cheirus. Shichur HaAvadim. The Shichur HaAvadim. So therefore, if that's what happened to us on Yantif, and there's a parallel between the Kedush of Yovel and the Kedush of Yantif, so therefore it's not coincidental, of course, that one of the Divi Yovel is considered to be Shichur. So Yovel requires a Kiddush Bezdin, and a very fundamental machlokes, whether it entirely requires a Kiddush Bezdin, or no, certain dine yovel. So it's an important Kiddush. Meshech Chachma writes, he says, this is a remez na'e, that Maiser Ani is on year 3 and year 6. That's a special bracha of Matnos Aniyim. Oh, and in Bria Shamayim V'aretz, day 3 and day 6 was Kitov, the double Kitov, no? In other words, the years of the Shemitah cycle, that corresponds to the Sheshes Mebreshes. And Shabbos corresponds to the Shnas HaShviyas. So take a look at that first Meshech Chachma, like beautiful, beautiful parallels. They represent a certain sense of Kedusha. So Tosus is bothered, Gittin Daf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis, that look, all this is true, Midaraisa, that's good. But why don't we find a Yovel Drabanan? We have a Shemitah Drabanan, so why not have a Yovel Drabanan? Maybe one could argue what I mentioned up and now is part of the Teretz. You know, if you can have a Kedusha Daraisa without Kiddush Bezdin, so even if you're missing some of the requirements, maybe I can say it's Drabanan. If you're going to argue that the whole Kedusha is a function of V'kidashtem, and you don't have a Kiddush Bezdin, maybe it's more of a stretch to say, oh, midaraisa no, but midrabanan yes. You know, if you're missing a detail, maybe I can argue, okay, that's kein daraisa. But if you're telling me the essence of Yovel is in a Kiddush Bezdin, and you don't have a Kiddush Bezdin, so therefore, Do we really argue? Okay, but the Rabbanan pretend what? That there is a Kiddush Beis Din? As though there is a Kiddush Beis Din. Maybe one could argue that just because you have Shemitah, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have Yovel. We're missing the essence of Yovel, but we're not necessarily missing the essence of Shemitah. We're missing certain details of Shemitah, that's true. But we're not missing the essential character of. So maybe that could be a distinction as well. So Tosus writes one line, Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Realize, you're going to have Yovel, 49, 50. That's going to create undue hardship. That already is going to be a gzeira takana she'ena tzibi yochel amabo. You know, it's difficult for the Shomrei Shviyas to have a year of Shemitah. No, there's a lot of pressure on the farmers this year. Imagine if there would be another year. This is not only Shemitah 49, but this is also 50. So you're going to have double years of, oh, so Tosu says that already is something which is Einot Tzibi Yachal Amapo. So therefore, the Chachamim felt, you know what, let's have a Zeichel Adover for Shemitah, and we'll dispense with the Zeichel for Yovel. To have the Yovel and never observe Shemitah, no, it's more important for us to regularly commemorate Shemitah, but realize that Shemitah followed by Yovel is going to be something which is Einot Tzibi Yachal Amapo. Well, that's what Tosus writes. So here, an incredible Mar Malkum. Take a look in the Sma in Choshen Mishpat. Simin Samach Zayin, Sivkat and Beis. There the Sma writes the following. Why is it Einat Sib Yachal Amaba? No. Here the Torah tells us in Parshas Bahar, Tzivisi Esprachasi, Kadosh Baruch Hu assures you. You might raise the question that Manochal, how are we going to get by? So the Torah says, don't worry. Everything is going to be provided for you. Everything is going to be provided for you. No? That realize that the produce that grows is going to be so abundant. Now, interesting. Now, when is this produce going to grow that's so abundant? So the Ramban. Now, when's this going to grow that it's so abundant? In year six, and in year seven you're going to say Manochal. The Ramban's bothered by that. Now that's the Ramban, the Kli Yakar. Now. Well, why would that be? Person experiences an incredible windfall, triple the produce, and I'm going to say, how are you going to manage? That's an interesting, when exactly is this being expressed, Manochal? When exactly is this? Take a look at the Ramban. Kyoka writes the following, you know what? In Kamus, it's not that your silos are going to be triple the size. That's what Kyoka writes. It means Nechus. You know what? You're going to eat your appetizer and you're going to say you're full, right? It's going to mean that you're soveya with far, far, far less. So it's not necessarily means that you're going to have such an obvious abundance of crops in year six. Because if you had an abundance of crops in year six, triple the intake, so why in the world would you say that? How are you going to manage? Look in your bank account. How are you going to manage? No, you experienced a windfall. That's the chiddush that the Kli Yakar writes. No? I mean, that was the Nisayon of the Emuna in Bitachon of Shvius. No? Oh, Chaim Shmulevitz writes that. No? You know, it's not that you had more. It's that the Torah says, you know, that it's going to sustain. Even though it looks like you have just the same amount. But that requires a certain leap of Emuna and Bitachon. No? And Einochinami. That's the mission of Shemitah. No? To embrace that sense of Emuna and Bitachon. So that's the Kash of the Sma. The kash of the sma. So, if the Torah tells me tzivisi esprachasi, why is that a nisayon? Why is that such a nisayon? You know what? You say, you know what? You're getting married. You know, can I learn for you? I say, you know what? I'm going to bankroll you for the next 10 years. Now, learn for the next 10 years. So you're going to say, no, that's an incredible nisayon. How can I do that? Manocha. Now, you know, it is a nisayon. No, to learn for the 10 years. Now, you have to make sure you're not going to burn out. You're not going to fizzle. You're not going to. But. If a person says to you, I'll take care of everything, okay, is it healthy, is it not healthy, control, okay, all kinds of psychological issues. No, but if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tzivisi Esprachasi, so you know what, why in the world would that be a challenge? Why would that? Oh, so the Sma says, you see a Chiddush, according to Tosus, that when it comes to Shemitah D'Rabbanan, there is no guarantee. There's no guarantee. Oh, that's the diuk of the sma. That's the sma, no? When you have Shemitah Daraisa, in other words, we've done everything that we're supposed to do. We have, you know, we have the Rambam writes, Kol Yoshvela, Bnei Yisrael has responded. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you a bracha. We haven't done that. We haven't done that. So Nebuch, no, we don't have Shemitah Daraisa. Can we bank on Vitzivisi Esprachasi? So that's the Chiddush of the Sma. You see, according to Tosus, that there's no Havtacha of Tzivis Esprachatzi when it comes to Shemitah Darabanan. And therefore, yeah, that's what Chazal pointed out, that that would then result in serious hardship. Serious hardship. You know? Imagine a guy's collecting for Shemitah, telling you he's a farmer, it's hard to manage. And the Chutzpenach and Chutzlar, it says, what do you mean? If the Pasuk says Tzivis Esprachatzi, why are you coming to me for funds? No? The Pasuk says Tzivis Esprachatzi. No? So the farmer will say, Sman Choshemishvat, Saman Zayin, you're there, you're in Chutz Laretz. Shemitah's only a din to Rabbanan. And a din to Rabbanan, there's no such guarantee. So yeah, I have to scramble a little bit. I have to scramble. But that's an interesting Chiddush. And that's against the Chazanish. That's against the Chazanish. When you look at the Chazanish in Shvius, but take a look. Simen Yudches, Sivkat and Dalet. There, the Chazanish writes the following, that there's a Brachav Tzivisi Esprachasi, Even bismanazeh. Even for Shemitah Darabanan. That's mamish part of Kein Daraisa. Kein Daraisa. If the Torah says Shemitah has associated with this incredible bracha, Tzivisi Esprachasi, you know what? That's going to apply even to Shemitah Darabanan, even Shemitah Darabanan as well. So what's the problem? It's Enat Tzibiyoch Alamot Bo. So that's what the Chazon Yerush, what does Tzivisi Esprachasi mean? What does Tzivisi Esprachasi mean? It means bichlal. It means holistically. It doesn't necessarily mean beprat in the following sense. You know what? Tzivisi esprachasi. The Torah is full of brachas, no? You do this, you do this, you do this, you do that, no? Does that necessarily mean that irrespective of anything else, you are going to be zocha to that particular bracha? How does that apply to all the brachas of Torah? No? How does it apply to every bracha in the Torah? Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, know, realize, you do this mitzvah, you do this, there's a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, no? This is going to be a path. Does it necessarily mean that it's a guarantee for every yachid? Certainly not. Even for Shemitah Daraisa, it's not a guarantee for every yachid. Kenzai, we have Shemitah Daraisa, but this farmer is not going to experience this windfall. You know why? Because whether he's going to be able to tap in and be zochet to Tzivisi Esprachasi, you know what? That depends on a lot of things. Now, how many storm does he have every day? No? How much time does he spend davening? How meticulous is he? No? It's not like all or nothing. Just as it's possible when it comes to Shemitah Daraisa, for a farmer to go ahead and to experience a hardship. And a farmer can't turn around and say, Tzivisi Esprachasi, because you know what? Yeah, you know, this is a possibility, maybe a likelihood, but you know what? It's not unilateral. Like, you have to tap in, you have to kind of link in, you have to position yourself, you have to access those brachas. You have to access those brachas. You can't just simply say, I don't have to do any ishtadlus because the Torah says that there's a bracha, no? And what's true of Shemitah Daraisa is true of Shemitah Darabanan as well. So Shemitah Daraisa, but like amazing. If you don't have Shemitah Daraisa, and now the Chachamim have to determine whether we should have a Shemitah Darabanan or whether we should not, guess what? The Chachamim have to factor all these things in, no? They have to realize that, you know what, we're going to create a Shemitah Darabanan that will necessarily involve certain hardship. Because we recognize not everyone is going to be zoche. Not everyone is going to be zoche. They're going to be those gevaldik. No, this will be an incredible opportunity. Shemitah Darabanan Tzivisi Esprachasi. But there are going to be those that are not going to be able to. You know what? So what's our mindset? So who cares about them? No? They're not Bali Madrega. You know, if they did what they're supposed to do, they'd be Zochet. No. That's exactly the Chiddush HaTosus. We have to be very careful about that. Now the Sugya Shabbos Daf Chaf Dalet. We have these guys who come late to davening Friday night. No? And unusual. In the time of the Gemara, if you came late, you stayed late. No? We solved the problem in America. No? The latest ones to come in are the first ones out. No? So you don't need a whole bracha main sheva. No? Because the guys who really come at the end are the first ones at the door. But no, in earlier times, came late, but stayed. So what did the Chachamim do? Incredible. No? They made a special takana. They made a special takana, you know what, to help these people who are kind of coming late. Instead of my getting up and saying, hey, Shagetz, you know, you're a latecomer, so walk home by yourself and be damaged. No, like, no, that's not the, you know, the chachamim have to be meticulously concerned, bedafka with those who are not, you know. So yeah, so if there's no holistic bracha l'chol echad ve'echad of tzivis esprechasi, so therefore nachinami, so therefore it's not a stira to assume that there is a bracha b'zman hazeh. Oh, but at the same time, it's something which is enat sibiyach olam abo, because there are going to be pockets, and maybe more than that, of individuals who are not going to be zochet to tap into that particular bracha. But it is a fascinating machlokes, the sman the Chazon Ish, as to whether Shemitah Drabanan is protected by tzivisi esprechasi. One could understand the machlokes in many ways, but maybe it's related to what we discussed, you know, in earlier shiurim, about the relationship of dinim d'rabbanan and dinim d'araisa, and the thrust, the focus of those osur. The focus of those osur. That Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Shorash Rishon, no? Where the Rambam writes, you should realize that los osur applies to even dinim d'rabbanan. Even dinim d'rabbanan. It even applies to takanos, to gzeros, and minhagim. You go ahead and you violate the minhag of the Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes you're violating an issa d'araisa of los asur. Because the Torah says there's a mitzvah lishmoa, the divrei chachamim. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes los asur applies to pirish haTorah. But los asur doesn't apply to takanos. It applies to pirish haTorah. No, the Torah says bishomer Shabbos. So I'll come and tell you what shmir Shabbos means. I'm saying, no. That's not right. I have a different concept of what Shmir Shabbos is. No, that's wrong. But if the Chum established something as a Din D'Rabbanan, guess what? It's a Din D'Rabbanan. It's not covered by Los Asur. It's not covered by Los Asur. Wow. That's the Chiddush the Ramban. Is there a nafka mina l'halacha between the Rambam and the Ramban? There is. No? L'maisa, they argue about a fascinating detail, and that is, can a person be a Zakein Mamre Daraisa and be Chayiv Misa? Wow, for violating a takana of the Sanhedrin. Can I be a zakein mamre daraisa for violating a din d'rabbanan? The Rambam writes, absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. No? That's a zakein mamre daraisa. And the Ramban disagrees and writes, that's not true. You're foolish to disagree with the Sanhedrin regarding dinim d'rabbanan. But you know what? If you're mor lasos keneged a Sanhedrin, when it comes to a din d'rabbanan, you're not going to be a zakein mamre daraisa. You're a zuck in Mamad Reis when you violate Los Asur. And violating Los Asur means Pirush HaTorah. It doesn't mean, wow, that's a fascinating machlokas. We'll have to discuss at length in this year. But I would ask you the following. Either the Rambam or the Ramban. When I say that there's a linkage between Los Asur and Dinan Drabbanan, what does that linkage mean? And one could flip in both ways, either according to the Rambam or according to the Ramban. I would say according to Ramban in the following sense. You mean the Ramban argues there's no mitzvah lishmoy d'vei chacham when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah? You know, I can really say no. Only when it comes to Pirush HaTorah. So when it comes to Takanas Rabbanan, I can say absolutely not. Rabbi Chanan writes, it's like stunning, no? Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kuntres d'vei Sofrim, at the second volume, writes, it's in Oslam and Beis. He asked this kasha to Rabbi Chaim that according to the Ramban, what's the binding power of Dinan Drabanan? So if it's not included in Los Asur, so why in the world do I have to listen? Right? Rabbi Chanan writes, in the Kuntres d'vei Sofrim and Oslam et Beis. There's another chibur, Rabbi Chanan. It's called the Kobetz Biurim. In the Kobetz Biurim, but take a look, right? There's a section on the Shev Shmaitza, Ostes. So take a look at that. No? Kobetz Biurim, Shev Shmaitza, Ostes. There, Rabbi Chanan writes, he asked his other Rebbe, he asked Reb Shimon, the same kasha. And the answer of Reb Chaim, the answer of Reb Shimon was very different. Right? The question, what's the basis of observance of dinim d'rabbanan according to the Rambam? Oh, so Reb Chaim answered, Kedarka b'kodesh, there are two dinim of Los Asur. There's the broadest din klali of a mitzvah lishmoa d'vei chachamim. That even the Ramban agrees. Even the Ramban agrees that that's true. There's a mitzvah Yishmo Devei Chachamim, but that's clear. Now that's a sugi in Shas, no? That's a sugi in Shabbos Chaf Gimli Yavamas Chaf Aleph. There's a mitzvah Yishmo Devei Chachamim, that's clear. The Rambam goes a step further. The Rambam goes a step further. The Rambam writes that the Din Rabbanan has the character. It's part of the Hagdar of the Din D'Oraisa. For example, Shnios L'Arayos is Arayos. It's not just a Mitzvah Yishmo L'Devei Chachamim. Shnios L'Arayos is Arayos. Ad Kedei Kach, I'll tell you, you know what? A Rivash, it's Yehar Gvayavur. Rivash writes that, Chiddush, and Reish Nun Hei. Shnios L'Arayos is called Gil Arayos. It's Yehar Gvayavur. It means it's part of that Hagdara. There are many rayas according to the Rambam Shita, that's true. It's not just the broad mitzvah Yishmo L'Devei Chachamim. And every example of a din d'rabbanan is the same, but it's a din prati. You know what? That the Meleches Shabbos is not only Meleches d'Oraisa, but Meleches d'rabbanan. Meleches d'rabbanan as well. Maybe a person who violates a Meleche d'rabbanan Shabbos is a Mumer L'Chala Shabbos. Because this is part of the category of, that's what Reb Chaim explained. The Rambam Shita is that the relationship between a D'Oraisa and Rabbanan is very specific, both in Prati. And the Ramban is just Din Klali, is a Mitzvah Yishmo L'Devei Chachamim. That's the answer Rabbi Chanan says Reb Chaim gave. Wow. You know what the answer that Reb Shimon gave? You know what? A person, Rachman Olson, is suffering from a certain ailment. You know what? Okay. You know what I tell the person? You know what? There's this doctor. You know, thousands of miles away, okay, but it's worth a trip. Because this doctor is it, no? He's the mumche. He's cutting edge. He's cutting edge, no? Well, whenever you have to seek, or whatever, medical aids, a medical thing, you know, always seek the doctors on the cutting edge, no? They're worlds apart from typical people who practice medicine who are very, very good, you know? But there are certain people in their fields who are, you know, they're on the cutting edge, you know? So, okay, you take his advice, great. You go to the doctors on the cutting edge. The doctors, you know what? This is what you must do. No, see, I'm going to walk away. Nope. I'm not going to do so. I'm not going to listen to him. Why aren't you listening to him? Do I have to listen to him? I'm probably going to turn to the patient and say, you don't have to listen to him. But it's really foolish not to. Like, and he's right. And you're wrong. But why would you not listen? In other words, forget about, you know, a positive law, that there's a law of the land that you have to listen to the doctor. Maybe there's no such law in the land that you have to listen to the doctor, but it would really be foolish not to, because guess what? He's on the cutting edge. He's right. He's telling you, you know what, he just experimented, and he did 100 cases, and this is what happens. No, so you know what, so do it. No, I'm not going to do it. What are you going to be guilty of? You know what, I'll probably say you're guilty of extreme foolishness. No? Are you breaking the law? I'm not breaking the law, no? So without that mashal, no? That's what Reb Shimon writes. You know why you have to listen to the Chachamim? Because they're right. Not what they're telling you is absolute divrei emes, no? That's our Mesorah. They're telling you that, you know what? That when Klal Yisrael experiences a Nes of Chanukah, and Klal Yisrael experiences a Nes of Purim, Kadosh Baruch Hu desires that you commemorate this. You commemorate this. A nation should go unnoticed. So we're misakin erchanak, we're misakin kriya samigila. So you're going to say, no, I'm not going to do that. You know what? That's incredibly foolish not to do that. Forget about the positive law of lo sasur. So it's a very fascinating machlokas, no? The Reb Chaim's tudinim, and Reb Shimon's that the seichel is machayiv, no? Like the reality, the justness, the correctness, the appropriateness of that which the Chachamim say is, it's absolutely true. You really are going to say that, you know what, I'm going to ignore this gzeira at the Rabbanan, guess what? The Sefer Chinuch uses such language, no? Har b'yamrukin v'nichshulu. There are many people that said, you know what, he's speaking about harchakos of arayas. Yeah, really. If I socialize with these non-Jews, we're going to end up intermarrying, you know? They scoff. And their grandchildren intermarry, you know, like you see how right it is, no? So the Sefer Chinuch like warns, you know what? Don't be so dismissive. When the Chachamim say, you know, A can lead to B, they're right. They're absolutely right. And the Chachamim say that, you know, this is appropriate. They're absolutely right. That appropriateness is considered to be that which is critical. It's a pretty fascinating machlokas. So I would just add, but no doubt it requires like more. We can that this is a fundamental issue then, is the relationship between Adin D'Rabbanan D'Oraisa, just a broad Mislishma D'Rabbi Chachamim, a broad Mislishma D'Rabbi Chachamim, or do I argue really it's much tighter than that? No? Which Rab Chaim maintained, the Rambam Shita Din Prati, that you know what, that every Din D'Rabbanan is an expansion of the Hagdara D'Oraisa, and it has the dinim of the Din D'Oraisa. It has the dinim of the Din D'Oraisa. Shnios Narayos is really different than other cases, no? You know, like Shnios Narayos is very, very chamor. It's not just that I violated a Misli Shmola D'Rei Chachamim. You know, so if a guy will go ahead and violate Bishul Akum, maybe that's different than Shnios Narayos. Because Shnios Narayos is much more chamor than maybe the Gzeirah Takanas D'Rabbanan of other cases. Each one depends on the, you know, that's a heavy issue. That's a heavy issue. There's Rambanan Torah Sadam that raises the following, Chatz Yishir is forbidden midaraisa. But is there a difference in the Chomer Ha'aver of Chatz Yishir of Nevela as opposed to Chatz Yishir of Chela? As an example, Chela b'kashir is kares, and Nevela is only Nisr Lav. Does that filter down to a Chatz Yishir? Do I say, no, Chatz Yishir is just an Nisr of Chatz Yishir? And what the example of Chatz Yishir is not so relevant. Or what do you mean? A Chatz Yishir of Chelev is more chomer than a Chatz Yishir of Nevela. Because Chelev is more chomer than Avela. Here I would just argue, what about when it comes to Dinan Drabanan? To what extent do the Dinan have the character of the Hagdar and level of Daraisa? So I would not say this is Muchach, but you know, when you see this Machlokes, it's pretty fascinating. To what extent does Shmita Drabanan link into the Havtacha Daraisa of Tzivisi Esbrachasi? The more I would be inclined to argue that, of course, the Hagdaras D'Rabbanan are an expansion. They're directly connected to the Hagdara D'Oraisa. Then I would tell you, you know what? I would say the Muskel Rishon, like the Chazon Ish, that of course there's a bracha of Tzivisi Esbrachasi. If there's a Misli Shmola D'Recham, the Chamin say that this is a Harchava of Shemitah. And when it comes to Shemitah, the Torah says, of course there's Avtach of Tzivisi Esbrachasi. Elamai, even in Shemitah D'Oraisa, there's no guarantee that a yachid is going to be able to link into that. But in principle, it's true. Whereas the Sma argues that, what do you mean? There's a broad Mitzli Shmola D'Rei Chachamim. But who says that Mitzli Shmola D'Rei Chachamim is so connected that I have a right to assume that the Bracha D'Oraisa is going to filter. It's going to carry through. I'll tell you just one last Malkum. When you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Hamad Aleph, the Gemara has an unusual machlokas, and it's not clear what the machlokas is at all. The machlokas is referring to Netilas Lulav on Shar Yemei HaChag. Shar Yemei HaChag. So, it's a little bit unclear. Rabbi Shul Malevi says the following, Yom Rishon Mitzvahs Lulav. Mikan Ve'elech, Lulav on Shar Yemei Sukkos, Mitzvah Sakenin. Mitzvah Sakenin. Macham disagree. No, what? Everybody agrees that outside of Mikdash, Lulav Midaraisa is one day, and Shari Me'achag is only Din D'Rabbanan. So Rabbi Shuvan says, the first day it's Lulav, the second day it's Mitzvah Sekenim. Lachem say, no, what? What are they arguing about? So Rashi writes such a chiddush, the theme of that sugya, Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, is talking about Birchas HaMitzvah. Rabbi Shuvan Levi was saying, you only make a bracha on the first day of Yantiv, because that's Mitzvah Lulav. Mikan Ve'elech is Mitzvah Sekenim, and Rabbi Shuvan Levi's sheet is, you don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah on that. Wow. Of course not. You recited Berachas HaMitzvah. That's what Rashi writes, no? So I'll tell you one more Malkum, Yerushalmi. No? Yerushalmi is not found there. Yerushalmi is found, Mem Vav is Perek Dalet of Sukkah. Yerushalmi is found in Perek Gimel of Sukkah, Lulav HaGazel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. You know what Yerushalmi writes? That's not a machlokas. Everyone agrees there's a Berachas HaMitzvah on Atilas Lulav all 7 days. But you know what the machlokas is? This is stunning. What is the Nusach HaBracha? What is the Nusach HaBracha? Rabbi Shimon Levi says, look, on the first day of Sukkot, make a bracha on the Mitzvah Lulav, Al Netilas Lulav. But you can't make a bracha of Al Netilas Lulav in Shari Me'achag. It's only Din D'Rabbanan. It's a Mitzvah Shema, D'Rei Chachamim. So make a bracha of Al Mitzvah Sekenim. The Nusach HaBracha for Netilas Lulav in Shari Me'achag is Al Mitzvah Sekenim. And the Chum disagrees and says, it's not true. We do. Even on Shar Yemei Achad, Asher Kedushono Mitzvah Tzivonu, Al Netilas Lulav. So that's like incredible. The 2 days in Yerushalmi, Machlokas Rav Shimon Chachamim. What is the Nusach HaBracha on a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan? Is it just al mitzvah sakenim? You know, poshub shat in Yerushalmi? That sounds like it's the same nusach habracha. Maybe yes, maybe no, but it sounds like it's the same nusach habracha for Kriyas HaMegillah and Ner Chanukah and Netilas Lulav. The bracha is the tzivui of the Shmuel Devei Chachamim. Al mitzvah sakenim. And the Chachamim say, really, that's not true? That what do you mean? That tzivui is Megillah, Ner Chanukah, because of Los Asur. So maybe part of that machlokes, it's not just a detail in terms of nusach habracha, but what is the misli shmo derei chachamim? Can I honestly say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded me regarding the mitzvah tilas lulav? It's a command of a misli shmo derei chachamim, and the chachamim said you should be nolto lulav. Yeah, but can I argue that that's called a tzivui of netilas lulav? That's the machlokas through Yerushalmi race between Rabbi Shuba Levi and the Chachamim. Maybe that's like a starting point for this Rambam and the Ramban, Rabbi Chaim, and whether there's such a direct link or whether it's a broader one. Because I'll just give you one mashal. That's it. No, the Tshuva Sarash Ben Simin Yerches writes, you know, it's clear we don't recite a bracha and keep it up. No, clear, right? Okay. Let's say there would be a bracha and keep it up, just for argument's sake. What would the bracha be? Well, the bracha be. So, your father tells you today, please bring me a glass of water. Tomorrow he says, please bring me a steak. No, the next day, please bring me my shirt. Whatever it is. You think there will be a different bracha each and every day? One bracha is on the shirt, one bracha is on the pants, one bracha is on the water. You mean there are like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of birchas hamitzvah, keep it up, aim? You would probably say to me, that sounds ridiculous. No, the bracha, if there would be a bracha, would be lechabit aviv imo. And there are many examples of kibbut aveim. There are many examples of kibbut, but the tzivui is l'chabed aviv imo. No? So the bracha would be a bracha koleles. No? It wouldn't be a bracha on a steak or on a shirt or on pants or on water or on food. No? It would be, oh, so what about mitzvah drabanan? Is that just a bracha of a mitzvah shmo derei chachamim? Or do I argue, no, every mitzvah drabanan pops. No, it has a different character, a different flavor. It's not the same. It's not the same kium as a misli shmoa l'divrei chachamim. So that, I would say, is part of this heavy, heavy issue. So maybe one approach in this critical machlokas, how to understand Tosfos, no? Is there a guarantee of tzivisei sprechas when it comes to Shemitah d'Rabbanan? The more you're going to link Shemitah d'Rabbanan to Shemitah d'Araisa, the more inclined it will be to say absolutely yes. The greater the gap, and you're going to argue, this is a mitzvah lishmo l'divrei chachamim and not, then there is no tzivisei esprechasi, and maybe that's what the Sma is maintaining. Therefore, this could be called a gzeirah shenei tzivui achava. Not true like the Chazon Ish, even Shmita d'Araisa, but uniquely true when it comes to Shmita d'Rabbanan, because, you know what, that the nature, the relationship between that which is d'Araisa as opposed to the din d'Rabbanan. Okay, all right, let's start. Sunday's regular shiur, right? Sunday's a regular, good? Regular schedule? Okay, good. Okay. We have a lot to cover. Good, good. Okay. If you can't over Shabbos, Chazon, what we did before.